The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner. In the studio with me this morning, Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And as always, we have our phone lines open. If you've got a question, this is our last show for 2015, so get on there.
That's it. This is the end of the year.
So fire away. We are open for your questions, comments, concerns, all about you, financial stuff, your money, getting the most from it, protecting it on the downside, all of those things. And here is our 800 number just for you, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Lots to talk about this morning, Doug.
Yeah, it's the end of the year. Some things that you should probably not do for next year and things that you should do for next year. Expectations are another thing that you need to get in line. Because there's lots of different things. The one that just comes to my mind all the time we run into people is you hear on the news or see that the indexes, Dow Jones, S&P 500, whatever it is, Russell, is up so many points, and you look at your account, and yours isn't. Well, yours isn't invested exactly like that.
No, you don't have the top 30 Dow stocks, for instance.
Right, in one account.
In one account.
And that's all you have in there.
Yeah. So you can't really gauge your performance on what you're doing, whether it's in your 401k, your IRA, a brokerage account, whatever it may be. You can't gauge that exactly the same way.
So that's why you need to come in for that free review, because you set your strategy for what you want your portfolio to do. If you're a retiree, you want an income off of that. So that's going to be invested totally different than the S&P and the Dow Jones and all that. So you're not going to follow what they've made.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want growth, you don't want any income. We got people that are still working full-time, and they don't want any more income. It's just Uncle Sam takes a third of it.
Yeah.
And so growth, well, same thing. It's not all growth in those indexes. So it just be wary of that. That's one of the things to remember for next year.
Well, we also have some good news on the front of 9 things that you can stop doing in 2016. Yeah, and I bet you're doing some of them, too. Yep, maybe even today, right now. So we'll give you a hint on maybe some stuff you can just kind of throw over the side.
Yeah, we got several things. That's things you shouldn't do. Then we got things that you, financial resolutions for retirees mm-hmm. that you should do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got another one that for 2015, what were the top 10 resolutions a year ago?
Oh.
And did you make any of those?
Oh, yeah. We got that and a couple of other really interesting tidbits. And, of course, we're going to, when we come back, catch up on the markets and what all's going on so you can stay ahead of the curve. In the meantime, if you want to ask some questions right now, maybe you've been sitting around in some of your off moments. They haven't been out running around like crazy here at the holidays. And you've been calling up your 401k stuff online or your 403b, you're scratching your head. Am I in the right stuff? Should I switch out of this investment for that investment? Should I go to cash? All those different questions. You might as well give us a call. We're sitting right here. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. We'll be right back.
Sunshine through them, fiery gems for you.
Only for changes are coming to Champion Fellowship in 2016. Currently, they meet at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays. Starting January 3rd, worship services will begin at 9 o'clock and 10:45 a.m. Also, Champion Kids Nursery, Sunday School, and Kids Church for up to 6th grade will be available during both services. Spanish translation headsets are available during the second service. Wednesday night ministries will resume on January 6th. Find out more online at championfellowship.org or call 979-277-9090. Champion Fellowship, loving God, loving others, and sharing Christ with the world.
Schleider Furniture's inventory reduction sale starts Monday with up to half off in every department. We'd rather discount it than pay taxes on it. Save on the best brands, like Brenham's own Sealy Posturepedic with $50 off queen and full sets and $100 off king sets. Schleider's has a huge selection of living room, including over 100 Lazy Boy in stock. Take $50 off any upholstered chair or recliner, $75 off love seats, and $100 off sofas. Take $50 off any entertainment center. This is the time to save with the lowest prices of the year. On top of these low prices, you can get a cash check discount or 0% financing for up to 48 months. Schleider Furniture's inventory reduction sale starts Monday with up to half off in every department. We'd rather discount it than pay taxes on it. Savings start Monday the 28th at Schleider Furniture in Brenham, home of Sealy Posturepedic.
Schleider Furniture Company, with quality furniture and Sealy mattresses for your comfort.
Quality.
This Christmas, why not give a gift from the heart? One that will be cherished for years to come and can be passed down from one generation to the next. A gift that will be as memorable in 5 years as it was the day that special someone received it. And what is this perfect gift, you ask? Well, it's a Case pocket knife, of course. But it's more than just a knife. It's a case. Case knives have been handcrafted right here in the good old USA by some of the finest artisans around. And right now, for a limited time, get a 10% discount and a $5 rebate on any in-stock Case knife. And Overall Lumber and Hardware has the largest selection in Texas with over 1,100 knives to select from. So make your next shopping trip your last. Stop in Overall Lumber Company in Somerville today and see the fine assortment of Case knives. With so many colors and styles to choose from, you may even want to pick one up for yourself. Christmas Case and cash back. What more could you ask for? Well, other than the address, of course. Overall Lumber Company, Highway 36 in Somerville. They're proud to be your local Case knife destination.
Born is the King of Israel. What wonderful words shouted so long ago. Everyone at K&M Grocery, Highway 36 South in Brenham, sends heartfelt holiday wishes to you and your family this holiday season. And thank you so much for your patronage throughout the past year. Take a break from the hustle and bustle of the season. Stop in K&M Grocery, where good friends come together for fun and relaxation. Highway 36 South in Brenham. The K&M Grocery wishes you a wonderful and safe holiday season.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. We have an office for Central Texas right in the town of Brenham, the city of Brenham, on Main Street just across from the courthouse, and also another office about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area off of San Felipe and St. James Place. So we got you covered either spot there, and we're licensed as financial planners and advisors in 18 states.
I think it got bumped to 19.
19 now.
I think
We
just added Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Well, else it was New Mexico. I don't remember which one. One of those two out there.
Yeah, you know. So, anyway, we got a lot going on. We're in most major areas of the country. So, if you've got questions, chances are we've dealt with whatever it is with somebody over the years, probably just in the last few weeks. You know, we do things on a regular basis that most people only do maybe once or twice in their lives.
Yeah.
Dealing with some certain financial issues. It's day-to-day stuff for us.
Yeah, I had a question. I was with a couple longtime clients and their friends last night doing a review, an end-of-the-year review. And his mom died earlier in the year, and so he got a little inheritance. And they were wondering how much taxes they were going to have to pay on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't pay tax on inheritance. The estate pays it, and what you get is tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know. Oh, really?
That means you know, we get that question a lot, though, because people say, well, if I just inherited something, does that mean I pay taxes on it? No.
No, you don't.
Yeah, there is such a thing as the date of death value of whatever it was that you got, all right, so that you inherited. So, again, unless you hang on to it for some time, usually over a year, and it appreciates dramatically in that time, and then you want to sell it, now you may look at some capital gains of some sort.
Taxes, because you made a profit from the date that you inherited it to the date you sold it. Mm-hmm. Now, that's as we know it here in Texas. The other states, you know, you start throwing in New York and California, they get a little screwy.
Yeah, if you got high taxing states looking for every penny they can get, there are some different rules in different places. There can even be different rules about different types of things you inherit.
It's just questions like that. It goes back to, now we ran into that yesterday. Well, we've run into it many times. Mm-hmm. That couple's only run into it once.
Yeah.
And probably won't run into it ever again.
Mm-hmm. So, again, it may be a one-time deal for you, but it's probably something we've seen and dealt with. So that's why it's so important to give us a call on the program here at 800-332-7879 or set up that free review before you make the leap to do something that you think sounds like the right thing. We want you to be well informed about whatever it is you're considering, whether it's with an old life insurance or annuity contract, something that you think you don't need anymore, or it's already past its surrender value. Do you still need whatever that old annuity was? What about repurposing that thing to do something else? Did you know you might be able to do that with a old life insurance cash value policy or old annuity? That's possible. You don't know, though, unless you come in and find out. We've had many of you do that, because if you're sitting there, for instance, and you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever, and you have no long-term care insurance coverage, or you've got too little. So, you know, if you've taken out some of these policies years and years ago, and it's only paying you $75 a day or something, or $100 a day, well, chances are you're going to need more than that in coverage.
Got a couple in Louisiana. Just the same thing just happened there. He had a long-term care insurance policy. Well, they've raised the rates on him twice now.
Yeah.
And he's a widow, and he got remarried to a widower. And so now she didn't have any long-term care insurance. And so they applied for one of those joint policies that are life insurance and long-term care insurance and cash value. And they're doing, I think, a 10-pay one. So the thing will be paid off in 10 years, and the premiums won't go up. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to do that and then drop his other policy, but not until they get issued the new one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of different choices now that didn't exist when he took out that policy.
No. I mean, this is something fairly recent due to some moves by Congress a few years ago. So, again, something you may not know about. Maybe you haven't looked at any of that stuff in a long time, but maybe you're getting close to retirement age or you're in retirement already, and you're thinking, man, I'm still paying premiums on this old life insurance contract or whatever else I've got, or this old annuity. There are so many newer ones in the last even 5 years that have different features to them. Should I even still keep this? Is it worth it? Before you do away with something, please run it by us. Find out what your options are. You might be able to, as we said, repurpose those old things. Now, for some people, it's not a good idea.
That's right.
That's why you have to come in. We'll go over it with you, and we'll tell you right away, look, this is not what you need to be doing. You need to keep what you have here, or it won't work for you for whatever reasons, because we're pretty good at drilling down through all that mumbo-jumbo you've got on those contracts.
And that happened just not too long ago. The gentleman, the couple I was just talking about in Louisiana, he's got a sister that lives in San Francisco, and her husband, they liked what her brother was doing, the Louisiana couple, and so they thought, well, we have long-term care insurance policy. Should we keep that or should we do the life deal? So she sent us the policy, and I looked at it and thought, no, she needs to keep that. It was a really good policy that she had.
Yeah.
So we told her that, and that's fine. We'll tell you. But she was smart enough to say, should we keep it? Is it worth keeping? What should we do with it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, too, that I always say to people, and a lot of folks don't realize this, if you have one of these types of things already, a cash value life insurance policy or an annuity, please be careful and don't just stop something, pull money out, and all that, because you might end up with a taxable event that you're doing. And you may not even know that in some cases. So, again, please be careful with that. Look before you leap. That's why we have the free review, one of the many reasons, because we'll go over everything more than that if you want, you know, if you come in. But at least take care of that if you're considering doing it. And let me give you our office phone number. I think Brent's there this morning. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And make that time to come by the office and get something firm in your mind so you can make some plans that are better for you.
Yep. Let's look at some things that we can stop doing in 2016. I like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And here's a couple of them here. You know, you're already planning probably to do better in the new year, you know, be healthier, exercise more, procrastinate less. Like coming in for the review.
That's right.
Procrastinate less. Be smarter about your money. You know the drill on all this. So consider this the anti-resolutions list. So what could that be? Well, it's stuff that may have seemed like a good idea once upon a time, but maybe not anymore. Now, some of these may surprise you. I went through this list published by a writer with Market Watch. Her name is Emma Court. And here's a couple of them. The gluten-free diet. You go to the grocery store and everything out there is gluten-free, gluten-free. You know, my husband looked at some sort of stuff that was like leafy green vegetables. It said gluten-free. He said, of course it's gluten-free, right?
Yeah, Some of it's a sales pitch, too, though. Mm-hmm. But they got cake mixes and flours and pancakes and all kinds of things.
Right. But
gluten-free, that's something we don't necessarily need to do if you choose to have a gluten-free diet.
Yeah. So, again, in the life cycle of the food trends, gluten-free diets are apparently going to be headed out the window in every supermarket, but the... past trendy food expiration date type of stuff. Every supermarket has this stuff. Only about 1% of the population has what is called celiac disease, which means that you are allergic and have reactions to things with wheat and gluten products in it. 1% of us have that. And we really need that gluten-free diet. For the rest of us, who cares?
Yeah. Yep.
Right? So, again, skim milk, canola, chia seeds, sriracha, other foods that have been out there now is, we've got to all have them. And, in fact, Whole Foods is going to stop carrying those. They used to be the big purveyor of that, simply because everybody's got them now. So, again, gluten-free, going to be passe, according to this writer. The other thing is doing sit-ups.
Why should you stop doing that?
The reason to stop, supposedly, is the risk of back injuries. The repetitive motion could put force on the spinal discs and consequently the nerves, professor of spine biomechanics guy told the Wall Street Journal. And the American Council on Exercise, this guy named Pete McCall, told the Wall Street Journal also that it's an antiquity of exercise best left in the dustbin of fitness history.
Of sit-ups, huh?
Yeah. They say it's messing up your back. All right. Another thing is the worry about making your bed and the whole dust mite issue. They say dust mites are gross, of course. Microscopic gut bugs, we all know that, eat the discarded skin flakes and thrive in warm, humid places. So if you make your bed and making it every day is your New Year's resolution, think about how cozy the dust mites are going to be in the warmth of those pulled up covers.
Oh, man.
So it's better, they say. Scientists in the United Kingdom have found something as simple as leaving a bed unmade during the day can remove moisture from those sheets and discourage
does that mean we can keep our mattresses more than 8 years?
Well, they haven't addressed that in this article.
Yeah, I know. Okay. That makes me think of that TV commercial. A million pounds of dust mites.
Oh, phew. Okay. And now, dentists out there, if I have any of them listening, are going to go freaking out on this. Flossing. They say that a dentist named Ellie Phillips, author of Kiss Your Dentist Goodbye, told the Daily Mail that you can give up on flossing. However, she says, to fight gum disease, you need to replace flossing with mouthwash. And she recommends a three-step process with three different products before and after brushing. So to be sure, the desire of most dentists is that you'd stop flossing in the wrong way. If you're not flossing properly, they say it's probably not doing you as much good. I can't see. Just mouthwash.
No, I can't.
You can't
either.
Get rid of stuff in your.
Yeah, stuff that goes between your teeth.
Yeah, if you've been to the movie theater and you've been chowing on popcorn, there's no way that's going to happen. All right. Drinking diet soda. Turning to Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi for losing weight. It apparently may be time to think about that again. A study this year has found that the amount of diet soda consumed by study participants was closely associated with increasing stomach fat over time. It's part of a growing body of evidence that drinks previously reviewed as guilt-free may still have negative consequences after all. Scientists still are not sure exactly why low-cal drinks may be resulting in weight gain, but the study's senior author told Time magazine that the results are especially acute for those of us who are already overweight.
Well, you're drinking a lot of soft drinks, but I can't see drinking a Diet Coke versus a regular Coke. Regular Coke got an awful lot of calories in it.
I don't know, but there are a couple of studies, including one out of University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio.
We're not recommending any of this.
No,
this
I'm just saying that this is said. Stuff, yeah. Also going to supposedly go away, or should, bringing your bike to a complete halt at stop signs. So-called Idaho stop lets cyclists treat a stop sign like a yield sign instead, a common practice among bikers that is legal in places like the state of Idaho, but is technically illegal just about everywhere else in the U.S. San Francisco, Washington, D.C., among those considering just letting you roll on through.
That would get pretty dangerous, especially in San Francisco or D.C.
Oh, you can't see over that hill coming up.
You'd get squished.
Reducing coffee consumption, if that's something you're considering as a New Year's resolution. The caffeinated beverage, it says here, could protect you against certain skin cancers. The more you drink, the better. That's according to one study earlier this year. Coffee addicts could experience the greatest protection since participants in these studies who drank 4 cups a day or more apparently had a 20% lower risk of malignant melanoma.
Kind of see thing, what the study is on that.
Yeah,
sounds interesting.
Uh-huh. This was published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. These are preliminary findings, but whatever it is in coffee.
Four cups of coffee, that's quite a bit.
That's a lot of coffee.
Yeah, it is.
Also, being tanning. Artificial tanning.
Well, artificial tanning. Okay.
Yes.
I get tanned just cutting
tanning,
the grass.
Tanning, yeah. Okay. Right. This exposure outside, right? But it says here, tanning for the especially teenage set, those under 18, that's already been banned in several states, 13 of them, in fact. But a new Food and Drug Administration proposal would make it the rule across the country. Ultraviolet rays from indoor tanning are particularly harmful for young people, according to that particular agency. So they're looking into it right now, banning indoor tanning and tanning beds for anybody under age of 18.
I wonder if that's like a reduced microwave tanning bed. You know, don't know.
Finally, for those of you who are going to diet in the new year, instead, just think healthy lifestyle rather than a list of foods that you shouldn't be eating or calories that you need to count. Weight Watchers is rebranding its entire weight loss program. The word diet is nowhere to be found now with Weight Watchers on any of its stuff online and newspapers, on their branding, any of that. Partly, the company is making this effort to reverse a fall in their sales. It also reflects a societal shift, they say, toward a more active lifestyle, incorporating wholesome foods and a little bit better physical fitness into your life, which makes the concept of health more sustainable and a better way to keep the weight off. So
yeah,
not just
lifestyle
dieting.
Change. Dieting, that does, it can work, but you got to change your lifestyle if you want to keep it off.
So, slimming down, maybe just a little bit more walking, maybe park your car a little farther away from the grocery store.
Take the stairs.
Once in a while, take the stairs somewhere. Just kind of, or even get, I've got a little set of the dumbbells at home. You know, trying to fight the senior citizen woman bat wing situation. If you do enough of those, do a little bit every day. Not
it keeps a tone.
Super strenuous,
you tone
that's
it.
Right.
You're not trying to build muscles up, you just want to keep it toned.
Sure, and eat reasonably. Wow, that is a huge deal. But those are just some things that they say are coming up in 2016 that are a good idea.
When we come back, let's look at the top 10 New Year's resolutions from last year.
Oh, yeah.
And did you do any of these? And are you still doing them?
Yeah, we're also going to update you on what the markets are doing this morning. And we had a huge day to the upside yesterday. What are we doing today? How should you think about that? How should you think about things? Should that be a resolution that you make for this year? How should you be thinking about your 401k, your IRA, you know, all the stuff that you're putting little chunks of from your paycheck? We'll talk about that, too. Got questions in between? Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You are listening to The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. We'll be right back.
Lambert International is your heavy equipment headquarters, located at 7800 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill. Looking for new or used equipment? Give Lambert International a shout, and if they don't have it on the lot, they'll find it for you. They supply all the needs for construction, heavy equipment, or landscaping. Call Lambert International at 979-830-7117 or visit their website at lambertint.com. Lambert International, a local and family-owned business buying and selling quality used heavy equipment.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Times are tough in Brenham right now. It's time for all Brenhamites to support the community by buying local at local merchants. Shopping out of town or online doesn't help the local economy. And when you support local businesses, they in turn can hire more staff and help keep the unemployment down in the area. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors, and they need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. Happy holidays from your local automobile dealership, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac.
DDM Metal Buildings offers quality, reliability, and commitment to please their customers. They manufacture all metal building components, and no one can beat their prices. Want to build a hay barn, horse barn, or even a barndominium? Just call DDM at 979-251-9503 in Brenham, or in Bastrop at 512-321-0436, or visit them online at ddmpipeandsteel.com. DDM offers engineered bolt-together buildings and weld-up kits for buildings. At this festive time of year, everyone at DDM Metal Buildings wish their friends all the joy and merriment the holidays can bring.
Schleider Furniture's inventory reduction sale starts Monday with up to half off in every department. We'd rather discount it than pay taxes on it. Save on the best brands, like Brenham's own Sealy Posturepedic with $50 off queen and full sets and $100 off king sets. Schleider's has a huge selection of living room, including over 100 Lazy Boy in stock. Take $50 off any upholstered chair or recliner, $75 off love seats, and $100 off sofas. Take $50 off any entertainment center. This is the time to save with the lowest prices of the year. On top of these low prices, you can get a cash check discount
discount or 0% financing for up to 48 months. Schleider Furniture's inventory reduction sale starts Monday with up to half off in every department. We'd rather discount it than pay taxes on it. Savings start Monday the 28th at Schleider Furniture in Brenham, home of Sealy Posturepedic.
Schleider Furniture Company, with quality furniture and Sealy mattresses for your comfort.
Quality.
The 2015 football season isn't over yet.
And it's intercepted A&M, and this is going to go the distance. It's Donovan Wilson. He'll go 60 yards.
It's the Music City Bowl, Texas A&M versus Louisville. Tune in December 30th on the Texas A&M Sports Network.
Kickoff of the Music City Bowl set for 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock pregame. I'm your voice for the Fighting Texas Aggies, KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Let me give you the office phone number again in case you're ready to make that New Year's resolution to come in.
Yes.
And at least take part in that free review. See where you are. Are you on track? You know, do you need to save more, spend less?
Do you have a track to follow?
Do you have a track to follow? Should you change anything in your 401k, your 403b plan? What you're invested in? How much you're putting in? What about saving for a house? Or maybe buying some land? I mean, all of these things that we say to ourselves, I'm going to be better about X. All right, I'm going to find out how this annuity still works. Does it still work? Do I still need it? Is it doing what I hoped? Are my accounts doing what I hoped? All of those things. You know, how do I get ahead? How do I do a better job? I'm really on track to do something. Get a little help. The free review is there for you. Let me give you the office phone, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. How are the markets doing?
Right now, Dow Jones is down 60 points. The S&P 500 is down 8.5. NASDAQ's down 2490. So it's not a major day. I mean, yesterday it ended up 200 points, and now it's down 60. So,
well, you know, our friends, the Saudis, have been spouting off about how they're going to go ahead and keep pumping a lot of oil so they can keep the prices down and they can continue to keep their market share and all the wonderful kind things that are happening there. I did see an interesting article this morning about who's really making out like a bandit
on
with
this
the oil
glut.
Down. Yeah, the oil prices are down. We got a lot of it out there. Well, just if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. It's the people who have oil tankers. They're making a killing. And why is that? Because, frankly, we're all running out of room to store all this oil that we have excess of. And so now, if you look out into the Gulf of Mexico, in fact, you're going to see a bunch of tankers, these 1,100-foot-long gigantic tankers that are sitting out there.
Anchored.
Yeah. And what have they got inside of them? They're storing oil. They're storing oil. And the article I saw, this was on Bloomberg Financial's website this morning. They get over $46,000 a day. $46,000 a day to store that oil in those tankers out there floating around. And if we still have an oversupply, that's not going to go away. I mean, you can just sit there and go, ah! Well, 50 grand a day, 50 grand a day, 50 grand a day.
See, the oil refineries don't have enough. But all their tanks are full. Mm. They're the ones who are making out like bandits right now.
Oh, they are too, yes.
Which is okay, because they were hurting before. It would be nice to be able to build a few more plants, but somehow I think the governmental agencies clamp on that one, which is a different topic, different radio show. We look at the economics of it.
Yes. So, again, for those of you who look at your stuff in your accounts, and especially those of you who look at it every day, I don't know how you can handle that. Now, we have to look at stuff every day for clients, but
even then, we don't look at it every day.
Well, we do on most cases. We have certain systems that we put in place so we know what's going on all the time in different positions we have for clients in investments. But I think that if you look at things every single day where it inches up, it inches down, it goes sideways, whatever, you know, you're going to go nutty. So, again, maybe that could be a resolution. I don't see it on my little list here that we're going to tackle. Don't look at it every single day. That might be a good resolution.
That's a good one.
Resolution. What is this resolution fact list? Where did this come from?
This came from a research department at Linsco Private Ledger. They put some things together for resolutions. They looked at what were the top 10 resolutions for 2015, and then some other facts here that 45% of Americans usually make New Year's resolutions. And of those 45%, how many of those do you think are related to money?
I don't know.
Over a third.
Really?
Oh, 34% of all the resolutions have to deal with money. And another nice little tidbit, 46% of resolutions are kept half the year or longer. So only half of them which is not too bad. That just depends what you make it.
A little less than half of the resolutions are kept by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So number one on the list.
Number one resolution for 2015.
This was last year. This year's resolutions, not next year. All right. Statistically, it was number one, lose weight.
Now, was that one of yours? And did you follow through on it?
Number two, get organized.
That's a pretty broad one.
Well, but you know, all those places like the Container Store.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
All these places that have boxes and California Closets or whoever they are that'll redo your closet for you and all that. If you got too much stuff, it doesn't matter who's redoing your closet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to get rid of some things. Number three on the New Year's resolution list.
From last year.
Spend less and save more.
That should be a daily resolution.
Number five, stay fit and healthy.
Yeah, we just talked about that a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm. The number six most declared New Year's resolution for 2015 was learn something exciting. Learn something new and exciting.
Just keep listening to the show and you will.
Okay. Number seven was quit smoking. Let's see. Number eight. Help others reach their dreams.
Well,
that's really nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something we do.
Yes.
Actually, boil it all down. That's really what it is.
Help you do what you would like to do. Take care of the grandkids. Move next to them. Just new home, new vacations, whatever.
Retire without worrying.
That's right.
About where your money's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine on the list, fall in love. Well,
now,
that's
how can it be a New Year's resolution unless you got somebody lined up already?
You got somebody in this. Or maybe you don't, and you're going to be more diligent about looking for that. Ah, okay. And number 10 on the list of New Year's resolutions from 2015. Number 10. I would have thought this was higher up the ranks. But number 10, spend more time with your family.
So those are 10 things, top 10 resolutions from last year. I wonder what the top 10 will be for this year.
Well, a couple of other things about this, too, by the way, because a lot of times on resolutions, it's breaking old habits or altering something we're doing in favor of doing something else that's better in some way for us, right? So here it is. The myth is, according to this article from Linsco Private Ledger here. The myth is it only takes 21 days to form a habit. Good habit, bad habit, 21 days.
You're doing something again and again for 21 times.
Mm-hmm. That's the myth. That now you got it. It'll be a habit if you do it 21 days. All right? But apparently, on average, most people succeed at forming a new habit especially when it's probably beneficial, within 66 days of repeated practice.
That's a lot longer than 21.
Yeah, so that's...
What, 3 months? Three and a half months?
2.5 months.
Yeah, 2.5 months.
Some people, it says, even take up to 254 days.
Hmm.
Wow, that's almost a year.
Jeez. Could be a tough habit, though, too.
Over 6 months. Habit formation, they say, is more successful when you have concrete actions. Remember we said that number three on the New Year's resolution for 2015 for most people was spend less and save more? They say you do better at that and form that habit more successfully when you have a concrete action that you're going to take. In other words, something like, resolve to put away $20 each week versus the more vague goal of spending less and saving more.
That's a pretty vague
even
goal,
if you put an envelope next to the recipe thing on the kitchen counter and you shove a $20 bill in there every week, just walk by, shove that thing, take it out of your wallet, put it in there. Okay. Doing something.
It adds up.
Or maybe get an extra $20 put in from your salary into your 401k or your 403b or an automatic debit.
Though that's nice, the automatic part, because then you don't have to think each time to do it.
It's more painless, and it's easier to keep that resolution, right? A couple of those ideas we pass along your way. Now, what about those of you who are getting close to retirement or you're already retiring or retired? There are things that you need to think about?
What are some resolutions you need to make for this coming year? Got a few here that might be make sense to you.
Okay. So in the meantime, by the way, if you got questions about something that you're planning on doing this next year, you got an idea or two about what you're wanting to do, you want to just kick something around with us, maybe an idea or two, great. We're going to have commercials on right now. You can call us right now on the phone at free of charge, and no one else will hear you but us. Yeah. So here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show. But now I hold my head up high and you see me.
Somebody new. I'm not that chained up little person still in love with you. Hello, folks. Reggie here with Tegla Toyota. Toyota-thon is still here, and if you're looking for the best deal on a Toyota you have been looking for, now is the time. Get 0% APR on select models from the fuel-efficient Toyota Prius to the powerful Texas-made Toyota Tundra. And don't forget ToyotaCare, a 2-year, 25,000-mile complimentary schedule managed package. Toyota-thon is still here, and if you're looking for the best deal on a Toyota you have been looking for, now is the time. Come see us in Brenham or shop online 24/7 at teglatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
For the latest in water well service, call JB Water Well Service at 979-830-0625. Justin uses the latest technology to complete your system, ensuring that it's working properly, including constant pressure pumps and solar pumps. Justin offers new equipment or can service your existing system with free estimates, water testing, treatment, water softeners, trenching services, and all-around pump service and repairs. JB Water Well Service, call 979-830-0625 today or visit online at jbwaterwellservice.com. JB Water Well Service wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guests or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at LosCabosBrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, open at 11 a.m., 7 days a week, in Brenham on Highway 36 South, across from Walmart.
Happy holidays from everyone at Uniques in Brenham. Uniques frames more than just pictures. Let them help you create an assemblage of personal items or photographs framed with quality materials and workmanship. During the holidays, Uniques will be closed from Christmas Day through January 1st and will reopen in the new year on January 5th. The Bainman family would like to take this opportunity to thank their customers and friends for their support this past year and hopes to serve you again in the new year. Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham since 1983.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber. Whether you're involved in new construction or a home renovation, build it right with quality tools from Woodson Lumber. We have a terrific selection of tools from leading manufacturers such as Milwaukee, Hitachi, Grip-Rite, Makita, and Stanley Bostitch. Our knowledgeable professionals will be happy to recommend the ideal product for your next project. Because for more than 100 years, your dream starts here at Woodson Lumber in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
For over 100 years, your dreams start here.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. We believe in giving people a hand up, not a handout. That's why we've developed entrepreneurial operations such as Higgins Branch Resale Shop, the Furniture Warehouse, and the Cannery Restaurant. These businesses provide jobs which otherwise may not exist for some in the population. Every dollar goes to provide education, job training, and spiritual guidance to those in need. Visit faithmission.us to learn how you can partner with Faith Mission. Thank you and God bless.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Office here in Brenham, downtown on Main Street, 105 East Main, on the bottom floor, Suite 104. And I'm going to give you our phone number again if you want to come by for that free review, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. We also have an office in Houston on St. James Place, just off of San Felipe, that great big kind of pinkish Marathon Oil Tower is on the corner.
It's about 40 stories. You probably won't miss it.
Yeah, you can't miss that. So glad to see you either place. Just give us a call and set that up. Or you can shoot us an email at our website, Doug.
Yes, it's moneymakeoverteam.com. Moneymakeoverteam.com.
And also, you can send us a question. You can also surf around on that website. Lots of great articles. Great stuff to learn right there, and we don't give you calls and harass you and bug you once you get on our website. We want you to go there, take a look at everything, and say, hey, I didn't know this or I didn't know that, and now you're going to be smarter, hey,
yep.
Just from being on there. Again, that's moneymakeoverteam.com. You can also click on some old podcasts of our radio program here in case you missed something or there's a topic on there listed that you might be interested in. And you can also send us an email question and we do respond. Or you can say, you know what, I've got the following dates and times open. I'd like to come in for that free review. Just check things out. Am I on track? Whatever it is. And we'd be glad to answer you and set that up as well. That's moneymakeoverteam.com.
Yep. How about some financial resolutions for retirees in 2016?
Perfect.
This one guy, author Mike Sarantino, put some of these things together. These things we've been talking about all the time now. Number one thing, a financial resolution for 2000, ignore the fear mongers. All the people that are preaching doom and gloom and the financial world is falling and it's horrible. Most of that's so that you'll buy a newsletter, buy their book or come in and see them. We've been saying that all the time.
Please watch out for the come to our free seminar stuff. I mean, this is every single day, especially in the Houston area. I mean, you could go here and hear one talk by somebody, another one going to another, you know, and all the time it's fear, 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 fear. If they can power you on fear to do something, that is not the way to proceed. Do you make rational decisions when you're afraid? No.
Okay. Another one that resolution you need to do for if you're a retiree, is delete the stock apps on your smartphone. You don't need to be looking at the stock market while you're standing in the grocery line at the store or any time else. You should have your strategy set up, your income stream set up, so you don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. Looking at your statements once a month is probably sufficient. Mm. So delete the apps on your smartphone, the stock apps.
Okay.
Another one is pay attention to yield. This is something we've talked about all for years, is that if you have a rental property that generates monthly income, on any given day, week, or month, the value of that home could be up or down. So are you going to sell it just because it's down for 6 months, even though the rent check keeps coming? So things that are, if it's designed the way you want it to design to pay income, pay attention to the yield. Don't worry about that one. There again, that comes back to the fear mongers. This is one we always mention to our people, is trim concentrated holdings. I know I've got several, we've got several clients in the Houston area that retired from oil companies. And so because they worked there for 30 years, they got a lot of that company's stock in their 401k, outside their 401k, their ESOPs, whatever. And that's the great majority of their assets.
Yeah.
Well, right now, if you... retired from an oil company, I'm pretty sure your oil stock is way down compared to what you started with.
It's, however, probably paying you a dividend.
Right.
And that can be, you know, again, companies don't have to keep the same dividend level going. They can cut them completely. They can decrease them. So, again, you know, just counting on everything that way is a nerve-wracking ride for some people. So, you know, if you can do it, if you're in a position to do that, come in for the free review. Let's take a look at things and see how you might be able to do some counterbalancing of some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing you should quit looking at in 2016, if you're retiree, is stop looking for the bottom in the oil market. You know, we have no idea. It's down another dollar today, but that's volatile. Any commodity, if you're trying to find the bottom in any commodity, it's just financial suicide. Mm-hmm. You know, when's gold going to hit bottom? When's copper or silver or corn or wheat or any of that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Any commodity, don't be looking for the bottom. Just get a strategy and stick with it. And one of the other things that you should do, 2016, is ask your financial advisor a question. Don't be afraid to ask a question in the sense that, how do we get paid?
Absolutely. You need to know that.
Yep. You need to know how they get paid. It's neither good nor bad if you understand how they get paid and what are you getting in return.
Mm-hmm.
So we're happy to answer that one for you.
That's right.
You come in for your free review, we'll do that.
So make that resolution to come by the office, free review. And by the way, if you want to come by and pick up your own copy of the budget, the expense worksheet, the net worth worksheet, questions to ask and things to gather before you're going to go see an attorney to maybe look at doing a will or update your will and powers of attorney and medical directives and all that. We've got that for you free of charge at our office. Here's our number again, 979-836-2903. Happy New Year, everybody.
See you next year.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.